Hi, how are you, Lerato?
I'm feeling great, and yourself?
I'm all right, thank you.
Nomonde, for someone who doesn't know you, can you just please introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Nomonde Mbadi. I'm the Director, UFS Marketing at the University of the Free State.
All right, and it's very hectic at this stage at the University of the Free State because
It is buzzing.
general admissions happening. Can you just tell us what are the general admission requirements to study at the UFS?
All right, the minimum admission requirement is AP of 30, which is admission point of 30, but we do have programs that require higher admission points. For example, if you want to do medicine, you need to have at least an AP of 36, and if you want to do BSc majoring in forensic sciences, you need an AP of 34. Furthermore, you need to have 50% in your language of instruction, and you need to make sure that you have, out of the 7 subjects, that you have 4 of them in your NSC package from the designated subject list. Now, the schools know what the designated subject list is.
All right, so it sounds pretty straightforward, but are there specific closing dates for the applications?
Yes, we do. We have selection courses as well as non-selection courses at the university. So the selection courses for architecture, the School of Medicine and Allied Health is the 31st of May. For quantity surveying, construction management and nursing, it's the 31st of July, and the rest of the programs close on the 30th of September.
All right, so say I'm a student fresh out of matric and I meet all the admission requirements. How do I apply to study at the UFS?
There's two ways to study it, to apply at the university. One, you would have to complete an application form and post it to the university. If you can't post it, you can scan it and email it to applications@ufs.ac.za. The second way, which is the fastest way, is to complete an online application form. And the link to do that is www.ufs.ac.za/apply. And it is important that when they do apply, they include a copy of their ID or passport. If they are younger than 18, they need to include their parents' passport or ID copy. Grade 11 results are really important when you want to study at university because we use those results to determine whether you meet the requirements to study. And grade 12 June results are also important. And it is critical that the report is stamped by the school. If you are currently a university student, so meaning that you are currently a student at another university, you need to include the transcript from that university and academic record.
All right, Nomondi, we both know this is something you cannot run away from. Application fees, how much does it cost for me to apply?
Well, the University of the Free State doesn't cost anything to apply. We don't have application fees.
That is wonderful.
It is
Seriously.
great news, yes.
That is nice. All right, so open day is this coming weekend. Can you just give our listeners more information on that?
Well, as I was saying earlier, the campus is buzzing already
It
because we're getting
is.
ready for Open Day, which is this Saturday, the 13th of May, on the Bloemfontein campus, starting at 8:30. We have two sessions. The first session at 8:30 is for prospective students that come with their parents. And the second session is the 11 o'clock one, which is intended for big groups that come in buses.
All right, so where's all of this going to be taking place on the campus?
It's taking place at the Kali Human Center. So the main focus is the Kali Human Center, but we do have a lot of activity taking place in front of the main building as well as the Scholz Hall. And all of these venues are within easy reach of each other. Faculties as well are going to be expecting the prospective students to explain more in details what are the requirements of the various faculties. We have a bus that's moving around campus that's going to be dropping off prospective students that are probably not even sure how to get from one faculty to the other. And it's a really lovely scenic route that they would experience the university better.
All right, so if I'm coming and I go to that specific area first, I'll get all the information that I need, student financing, faculties, etc.
We have a pamphlet that we're going to be issuing out at the gates that is going to provide information as well as at the entrance of the Kali Human Center.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. So much information.
It's been a pleasure, Roger. You take care.